Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, competitors, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Balance asks a really rude question. Ra makes a super-powered friend, and Sultana doesn't want to go out like this. With Fateforger, the Receptionist, and a Holy Avenger winning their particular fights, they're invited to dine with the mysterious leader of the Fourfold. After talking to Kesa and learning that there are extra-planar beings interested in Vikram, the three champions must duke it out to find out who will win her favor. What is Kesa? Who will ultimately win this fight? And what will they do if the fight does not go their way? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Yeah, so you guys have just had your meal with Kesa and with the other champion. And now is the time for the big epic fight to decide who gets Kesa's hammer. Because of some really rather excellent role-playing / persuasion roles, some actual genuinely good persuasive arguments, Kesa is not getting involved in this final fight. You do not need to fight whatever she is. So it's now just down to three people. It is down to the Holy Avenger, it is down to the Receptionist, and it is down to Fateforger. Now, okay. So that we don't have one person doing the whole fight and everyone else getting bored, Bogrim is going to be controlled by Neil.
Yes.
And
first thing, I give Rawl all my secrets.
No, you don't. Your fighting is being controlled by, and I'll be role-playing. And the fighting for the Receptionist, i.e. that horrible guy from the Witches Society who is clearly sacking off and chews way too much gum, is going to be controlled by Arch.
I have gum right here if you want me to get in character.
Please don't. I hate it. He's an asshole.
I'm going to fucking melt you guys.
Do not do this. Okay, so this is basically the setup. It's not that I'm having them turn against anyone else. It's the fact I don't want to exclude them from a big fight. It's just going to be fun and dumb. All right,
also, I'm
going
to murder the shit out of you. Fuck
also,
you,
I'm
going
to murder the shit out of you guys.
Igwotfo, because he may really fuck up his initiative score. Let's find out.
Kill Zoltana.
So,
please,
where
stop.
Is... Why where me? Is... Balance and Ral going to be during this fight? You basically get unceremoniously taken away from the big viewing balcony area at the top.
So two things. Balance wants to collect his winnings.
Well, you put a good bet on that girl, didn't you?
Yeah, I figured, it's a good chance that I was going to come out on top on that one, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'll see. Your friends have all seen you walking around. Now I understand. Holy crap, man. Well, a bet is a bet. So, and he coughs up the 450 gold he owes you.
What are the odds looking like for this final fight here?
Well, they're all looking pretty strong. She had a very successful win, but, that can probably come down to the fact she was holding, a sword that has like tremendous power. And oh my good lord. But the thing is, the receptionist, he's been trained personally by Demi himself, herself. So, well, I don't know. And then we've got a Fate Forger. He's not much massively to look at, but, he's
rude.
He's a hearty fucker. So we've got odds of 30-1 on Fate Forger. We got 20-1 on the Holy Avenger, and we got 10-1 on the Receptionist.
All right, you know what? I think I'm going to do a... Let me do 100 on Holy Avenger. Let me do 100 on Fate Forger just to play my cards right. Fuck the squishy-ass wizard. He's probably going to get his ass kicked in the first couple rounds anyways.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, All right, so you're going to put 100 on Fate Forger to win and 100 on the lady to win.
Yeah, play it safe. Either way, I come out on top as long as Squishy Fuck don't win, you know what I'm saying?
Right, well, so long as one of them wins. All right, well, he looks around like side says, oh, won't do it for everyone, but, we go back a little bit. He takes your 200 gold.
There was a chance he wasn't?
He takes your 200 gold, and he stated the terms for this this fight, of this bet, sorry. All right, he's taking your money. So you're going to go hang out by the side?
Well, hold on a second. Am I missing something here?
No, I just want things to be specifically worded in case you guys are trying to do something else.
Okay, so regardless, I have 250 gold and then he took 200.
Yes, you do.
So that means
yes,
I have 200. I have money again, guys. Actually, I have exactly how much money I had in the beginning of this podcast.
He's made it all up. Good.
No, I have an guys. Extra one gold. Profit.
Congratulations, guys. You two do all the work. He makes all the profit.
Fucking
all right,
amazing.
So you're off with the bookies. Caden has basically just got himself a beer and a blanket, and like an old man, he's just sitting at the side watching as close as he can get. Ral?
Ral will stand by Caden.
Okay. All right. All of y'all can share beers and watch
the
fight.
We'll all chill together.
Okay.
Bounce me shouting insightful tips as usual.
Sure. Okay. The crowd has made its way around the large arena. It's much, much bigger than the other ones. So distance isn't really much of a problem here.
How many dwarves?
You can be basically how many dwarves? You can cast like two fireballs side by side. It's fucking huge. It's just, it's big. Up on the top, you can see the three masters and Kesa, and obviously their drow assistant. You can see them all looking down at the three champions. We have Zoltana with her back against to where the balcony is. You can see Fate Forger probably closest to where Caden and the rest of you are. And then we have the receptionist over by everyone else. Everyone is here. There is no one standing guard anywhere. There is nobody keeping an eye on the teleportation circles. There's nothing. Everyone is crowded around to watch this final fight. Okay. With that being said, with no real ceremony, Kesa slams her hammer against the balcony and it reverberates with a huge loud sound. And we see the receptionist fire up his magic. We see Bogrim get into a defensive stance and we see Zoltana, you know, basically pulling out Kalimdor. So I need all of you to roll initiative.
Ooh.
Okay. It's a 19.
12.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bogrim fast. Fastest dwarf alive.
Bogrim. Okay. Top of the round. It's Bogrim.
Bogrim. So I've never played a fighter before. Is there any reason I wouldn't just like action surge like right off the bat before he gets to do any sneaky mage shit?
If that's what you want to do, go for it, man. Just try and hammer home fast. Just try and get this fight done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think that's all right. The way to go. So
okay,
I'm gonna run up there and he gets two swings and then a third swing for action surge, right?
I believe so. Yes. Oh wait, no, isn't action surge you just get another whole action, so you should get two more attacks?
Yep.
Yes, yeah, so you can do four attacks this round.
Four attacks?
Yep.
Why do I get a third attack?
Oh wait, no, you're a 13th level fighter. You should have three attacks. Because fighters get extra attack and then extra attack again.
You could in theory just fuck him up in one hit. You know this, right?
Oh, you are right. Okay.
Which means you can hit him six times, which means there's a very good chance you might just fucking kill him.
This may be your only hope.
Strategically, I think it's the way to go is to use all that before you get the chance to do anything. Because why not? You might mage armor or some dumb shit that he doesn't know about.
Don't look at me.
You have such a good poker face, Arch.
Yeah, so in theory, yeah, you can in theory hit him six times.
Okay.
I definitely don't have a please kill me face. Right.
Bogrim.
Okay. Yeah.
Bogrim, I believe I gave Bogrim an axe, right?
Yeah, he has a great axe.
Yeah. Okay, so Bogrim just like brings out his great axe and just basically... fuck this shit, and just runs like there's no tomorrow, jumps high in the air and smashes down with his axe. Roll.
Six times.
Six times. We're just going to do one hit at a time.
All right.
26 to hit. Does that...
All right.
All right, so we see him slash down at the receptionist, like embedding this axe, like as it just like cuts through the robes down the front of his chest for 17 slashing damage. Unless, can you do a thing?
No.
All right.
He's a shitty wizard, I told you.
Well, he doesn't have the
maybe
he
that's
have
why
the
he's just supposed to be guarding the portal.
That would hit me, but which is a thing that always makes me laugh whenever I think about people hitting things and they fail. It's always like they would hit me, but
nope.
No. All right, so 17 slashing damage down the front. We see him lift his axe high in the air again and try and slash across the stomach of this guy for 16 versus his armor class.
This is...
Damn. Oh, yeah. You see the receptionist like bend back a little bit as he sees this swing. You see Bogrim lift up his axe and go for the back of the knees.
Damn it.
15.
Bogrim.
Sucks. The guy again just like... You see him just jump in the air above the swing of this axe. Just completely missing him. You see Bogrim, like, his back almost to him, just like, ah, for fuck's sake, just die. He lifts it high in the air again and tries to crash it down into that same shoulder.
Damn it,
as the action surges.
All right. 20 to hit.
Yeah.
For 9 damage. Not that
The wound that he made in the shoulder area, the chest area, just gets expanded as he goes down the same thing. He sees that he's actually onto a winner here, so he just lifts the axe up again and just tries to slash down at the same area.
And then one more, right? Or two
more? No, you get two more.
Fuck.
Nope.
Ah. Oh. Damn it, Bogrim.
He realizes he's not on as much as a roll as he thought.
He's rolling a lot of threes and fours.
He just gets really annoyed. And you see him just try and, you know, essentially just slice the arm off of the wizard. Last hit, man.
Make it a good one.
20 Woo! For 8.
Oh, Neil.
And I get to re-roll that damage die.
Oh, you do, yeah?
So that changes. That's two more damage than I rolled. So that's 10 damage on that hit.
We see the axe smash into the wrist of this guy. We hear the cracking of bones as you're pretty sure you've broken his arm somehow. That's the end of Bogrim's go, unless there's anything else I'm unaware of.
I don't think so.
All right.
So I'm going to say that, no, he's good.
Okay, that's Bogrim's go done. That's his action surge out of the way. Okay, it's now Zoltana's turn.
What?
Is it?
No.
Yeah.
I got a 12. Yes.
You got a 12? I thought you had... Oh, okay.
Didn't the wizard get higher than me?
He did. I thought that you had it the other way around. That's fine. Okay, it's now the receptionist's go.
Mr. Koyo Paladin. Fuck you.
Trying to cheat me. Sorry, I want to see better. It's the other way around. Okay, it's now the receptionist's go.
Oh, God.
You've been slashed at a good couple of times by this really infuriated male dwarf. You think he's broken your wrist?
Yeah, yeah.
Just give up.
How far away is... Where is everybody?
I'm right up.
Bogrim is in your face.
Yep.
Zoltana is probably, I don't know, say 35, 40 feet out, something like that. Let's say 30 feet out.
Okay, well... He's going to try to cast Banishment on Bogrim.
No!
Yes! Okay.
Dude, you can't banish the Bogrim.
He very well might.
He might.
Bogrim needs to make a DC... you said reduce it by one?
Yes.
Okay, so... Well, Bogrim needs to make a charisma saving throw.
Damn it. Bogrim's not very charismatic.
He's not very charismatic.
I'm sorry and also not sorry.
I'm so not sorry. I'm very happy by this because it's a concentration spell.
Don't banish
go for it.
Bogrim.
Come on, Bogrim.
That's a 5.
Wait, he's a fighter. Fighters have indomitable.
Yes, they do.
Why do I? I shouldn't be helping you.
Yes, you should, because you're not technically...
You're only controlling the action, so it's not just me.
That's fair.
You can reroll. Come on, my man. You see this
19.
Spell.
Whoa. Fuck yes! You.
Yes!
Banish me. Get out.
You see the wizard. You see the receptionist, like, wave his hands in front of his face. You see Bogrim just, like, phase out of existence for a minute. And then you see Bogrim's face just get really mad as he's basically like, I'm not putting up with this. And he just pulls himself back into this reality as the spell fizzles. Okay.
Grumpy is there anything Bogrim else not that- putting up with this is my favorite character.
I'm not putting up with this shit, honey.
Puts
badger
up with raw, but like doesn't put up with anything else in the world.
Can't put is up there with anything this. Else the receptionist can do?
Literally, no. This character has literally no bonus actions. Nothing. He's a garbage wizard, and I fucking hate it.
You're what so kind of about this that you're turning into the guy have... from Parks and Rec.
He doesn't have Misty Step. What kind of shitty wizard doesn't have Misty Step?
You can thank Vithard for that, so this is entirely his fault.
Tell him he's a fucking shitty wizard.
You just did. Congratulations, insult someone. Good job.
Have you ever been so spells. Angry that you just turned into Rob Lowe suddenly?
All right, with the wizard cursing his lack of skills.
he's supposed to be guarding the door. Like
her high intelligence character, very stupid decisions.
I literally don't know what to do. Anyway,
he's clearly a shithead.
Fucking kill me! I have no help.
All right, Zoltana. Before you see Bogrim,
just kill me so I can go back to playing Balance. God, Balance probably could have killed this asshole. Fucking stupid.
It's a good thing you didn't put money on him.
No! I was going to until I saw the no bonus action thing.
But let's be honest, if you had access to some of his higher level spells, things would be a little better.
Well, yes.
Oh, fuck.
Except for the part where the fighter just beat the shit out of him.
I didn't even roll that good. He rolled like half of his rolls only hit.
He did. He
Neil,
half of them.
No.
I rolled
trust
threes
me.
And fours.
Oh my god. You were so... Okay.
Zoltana, what you see before you is you see the receptionist have his wrist be broken and you see Bogrim phase in and out of existence for a minute and he just looks really annoyed and really angry. You can close the distance. What do you want to do?
I attack. I do an attack on the wizard because he seems like he's a terrible wizard.
Oh god, he's the worst kind of wizard.
16 versus armor class?
Nope.
25 versus armor class?
Yep.
Alright. So we see Cal come out. You see, you basically, you know, we see Zoltana lunge forward and the wizard just like takes a half a step back because, oh my God, Bogrim's just come back into existence and he's really annoyed at himself. So you basically turn the blade on its side and you just like slash him as you bring it back towards yourself for 13 slashing damage.
Jesus Christ.
Is there anything else that you would like to do, Zoltana?
Well, you know, I have 2 smites left. And I feel like I'm gonna smite him.
Okay.
Regular smite?
Yeah, I'm just gonna regularly smite you. You're not, cause I could do a raffle or branding, but like, I just don't feel like he's worth it. Can we just name this episode Burning the Wizard?
Just do lethal
we've been
damage.
Doing this entire fucking episode.
Just do lethal damage and put him out of his misery.
All right, so Sana, you're calling down the Holy Thunder, right?
Yes, I'm gonna do it a second slot. Second spell. Second level. Fuck, I can't words. It's all this goddamn wizard's fault. He deserves to be smote.
As you bring the sword back across his stomach, you guys sense and feel the touch of tear, basically deciding this wizard should be no more.
It's only 7, though.
For 7 damage.
Okay.
Tear is just like, fuck this guy, but not that hard.
Yeah, just like, fuck him gently, as the song goes.
Like a very...
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to do for your bonus action?
No, I mean...
Alright, cool. In that case, it is Bogrim's go.
Okay. How many swings do I get?
3?
4?
No, just 3.
First swing. 25 to hit.
Yep.
For 11.
Okay.
You see him slash at the top of this dude's thigh.
21 to hit for 12.
I'm out.
You see, essentially, I'm just going to say narratively, with a single stroke, he basically digs into the thighs, like one over each of the hits, for another 12 damage. And we just see the wizard fall to the ground, useless and unconscious.
Fuck that guy. You shitty fucking wizard. Fucking closing that character sheet, you're useless. The worst fucking...
Well...
Was that... So... Did you print out his character sheet?
No, that was all the spell slots that I didn't use. Fucking garbage-ass wizard.
Okay, so Bogrim, you have 1 attack left.
All right. I feel like he would say something nice to Zoltana before swinging at her.
Aww. I'm really sorry, love, but I've really got to win this.
That's good.
Otherwise,
enough.
The double ones are probably going to kill me. And yeah, he's going to go swing at Zoltana. Oh.
Zoltana awkwardly like, ugh, when he says that.
He has to, it's mandatory that after every sentence he says, had enough of this.
I've had enough of this shit. Yeah.
Had enough of this program is my favorite character. It's a 16, so he misses probably.
He really doesn't actually want to hurt Zoltana. It's just not in him to do it. And he
no, he just hits.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, your I get to armor class is 15.
Oh, my armor class is 16.
Oh, that matches.
That matches, then he needs to beat. No, he no, matches he it and then he hits you. Yeah. All right, so he half-heartedly, he does only like, oh yeah, he has to re-roll that damage, didn't he?
Yeah, so that's 10.
Right. So he just, in the swing where he goes back and he's like, I'm really sorry, love. We see him just swing forward and like give Zoltana a bit of an uppercut with this great axe. Okay, it is now Zoltana's turn. What do you want to do? Are you going to try and win this fight?
I mean, yeah. Zoltana doesn't fucking back down. Wait. she just like gives him a look like you know, although actually, yeah, she's not going, no, Zoltana's not a person who thinks in the heat of battle, because if she was a thinking person, she'd think, "Oh shit, I have a soul-eating sword. Probably
she can not give up." Gonna,
I'm not, look.
You can give up if you want.
Look, Lass, just put your weapon down. You don't even have a name tag.
Zoltana's like, no, I'm going to do him the honor of giving him a good fight. It's the dwarf way. See, it's not honorable to, like, lay down my weapon and let him win like that.
Had enough of this shit.
Jesus Christ, no.
Okay. Bogrim would do the same thing. He wouldn't lay down his weapon and give me it. And give up and like do like deny me the honor of having a good fight, right?
Yeah, you feel that instant connection of Bogrim with the moment like your face gives him that impression that like you're not gonna hold back, you're gonna let him have it. You just see that mutual respect of like, thank you.
Swing at the wizard.
Yeah, he's good. The wizard's down, dude.
Do either of those hit?
The 17 just barely.
All right, so we see Zoltana go to lunge forward with Cannon Morn, and she gets him like a good, you know, across one of the arms, and he winches back in pain, and because of that, the second hit doesn't go through, and he takes 13 slashing damage.
Okay, is that it?
Is there anything else you would like to do?
No.
You can vow enmity on him.
Oh, yes, I will. I uncomfortably vow enmity.
I think you used it last time, right?
No.
No?
No.
You did.
Yeah. You used it today, I believe.
Yeah, the last fight.
Is it only a one a day?
I can move it. But yeah, I used it on the guy from last episode, I think.
Yeah, and then we had dinner.
Then we had dinner.
You may have been foiled by dinner.
It came back. I don't know. I always imagine like spells that you can move. Like if you don't move them, they just kind of like absorb back into you. Like
channel divinity spell.
You're welcome for that noise. Anyway,
The channel divinity resets after a short or a long rest, and you technically had a short rest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
short rest.
So yes, you can vow enmity on him.
Nice.
This is Zoltana. Like points at him and goes, "You are." That was in Dwarvish. She just says,
yeah, "That's right. Yeah,
you are." My enemy for the next however long this fight lasts.
I've had enough of this.
Oh, darling, I'm glad we've gotten down to this because I've just had enough of this fight. All right, okay, let's do it. You vow enmity on him. Awkwardly, Tears just like, he's not really sure why he's involved in this.
Tears like, isn't that like one of your best friends? And Zoltana's like,
to think he understands the fate of the world is at you know, in hand.
It's for
okay,
money.
However, enmity has been vowed upon Bogrim. Now making it Bogrim's go.
Okay. Bogrim swings. 22 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
15.
He takes you in the back of the knees as he spins around you.
I imagine we're hitting each other with the blunt sides of our instruments.
I mean, these are.
Oh no, he's going. He's going full slash. He's like, nah, fuck it. You doing him the honor of giving him a good fight. He's gonna fuck you up. The second hit takes you in the back of the other knee for 14 slashing damage.
How much is 15 plus 14?
29.
Yep, I drop.
Sultana hits the ground, blood pouring profusely from the back of her knees. You see a couple of the kind of mage wizardy cleric type people rush over and begin to like with their hands and administer healing upon the two fallen champions. You see Bogrim standing there covered in some blood, I guess, as Kesa drops down, lifts the hammer high, and we just hear a round of cheers and applause. What's Balance and Ral doing right now?
Ral is cheering, clapping.
What's Balance doing now?
Balance is rubbing his palms and going to find that bookie.
We'll do the bookie first. Like, you see the way the fight's going. Balance makes a decision that he's going to be making money off of this. You see,
as soon as the wizard falls, he's like, yes, I get money.
We hear this over the shout of the enmity being vowed.
Balance in the background just going, yes, I have money again.
So you go and make your way to the bookie, and just as like you kind of like hovering near him as you're watching who's gonna get the final blow on who, and you see Zoltana drop to the ground as you see Bogrim just do the double slash on the legs again, and you see her fall to the ground unconscious, and you're like, I've just made a fuck ton of money. And the guy just turns to you and he's like, well, I guess I owe you a pretty penny then, huh?
Yeah, I'd say quite a few pretty pennies. Also, what's a penny?
Shit. I guess I owe you a couple of copper then, don't I? My life, I'm English.
Copper.
Yeah, I'd say you owe me, how much was that again?
Well, it's, 20 to 1 odds on him. So it would be like 2 grand.
It balances eyes. Could change the money size.
he pays you in a mixture of platinum and gold pieces.
Okay, how am I putting that on my character sheet? Holy fuck, guys, we got bank again. No more horses!
we can buy a whole horse farm with that. Are you kidding?
No, fuck your horse farm.
You can buy a horse farm.
We can just lose them forever.
You can buy a horse farm and retire to like a random island.
We can leave our horses outside of every cave you drag Rawl into from now on, and we'll just always have some to come back to.
Horse farm.
Holy shit.
Horse farm.
Okay.
Horse farm. Horse farm.
All right.
Okay. All right. So the guy hands over 2,000 gold in a mixture of gold pieces and platinum pieces that you're not overweighed by gold.
How many? I need to know.
Let's say he gives you 500 in gold and he gives you 1,500 in platinum pieces. Equivalent.
There'd be 150?
Yeah, something like that.
We're rich.
10 to 1, so it's 150 platinum and 50 gold, 500 gold.
We could literally take a bath in all that gold, like that duck
okay.
from that cartoon.
All right.
So that's you dealt with. You see Kesa jump down with the hammer. You see Bogrim like looking up like, oh, fuck my life. He's absolutely relieved. He's no longer under threat of being killed any minute now by the double ones. Relief is just written over his. He doesn't really care about the fact he now has this giant hammer. It's more the fact that he's not going to be killed. And he takes the hammer, and you see him exchange a few words with Kesa. She leans over and whispers something in his ear. She's looking over towards where Ral and Balance... Oh, wait, Balance is pissed off. Looking over towards where Ral and Balance should be, but it's just Ral. And you see him nod and agree. And Kesa basically steps back and lifts her arms up to settle down the crowd. The only thing you can hear as the crowd are settling down is this bookie counting out the money for Balance, just quietly over in one corner. She raises her arms to quiet, and most of the crowd quietens down, and she says, Fate Forger is our champion. Fate Forger will stride through this world. He will demolish the evil that stands in the way, the thing that is coming to take our world. If all of you are smart, you'll follow him. And she leans over. She whispers something against Bogrim. And she lifts his hand high in the air. And the crowd just go nuts again. After a little while, after like walking around with him and, you know, parading him in front of everyone, like all that good jazz, she slips quietly away from the crowd. A lot of people are surrounding Bogrim. Unless you fight your way to him, he's basically going to be irritated by a big bunch of people. Balance, you can find your way back. Zoltana, you are again conscious. The receptionist is, unless you look for him, you can't spot him again. So the three of you are basically back together with Caden. Bogrim's off being celebrated, so to speak. What do you guys want to do?
Well, that bore many fruits.
How healed up am I?
You're back up to like 30 hit points.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so the three of you are back together. Zoltana, you are partially healed. Raoul, you are still beaten up, but you know, you've been drinking for the rest of the day, so you're not really too worried. All of you have the effects of a hero's feast still.
Does he have a drink in his hand right now?
Raoul?
I don't know.
Yeah, Raoul.
Probably not. Like I said, Raoul doesn't like Caden to get like too wasted. Like, you know, even when Raoul's disappointed in himself, like he's all right.
Balance will go buy Zoltana an ale.
Yay! She will be very appreciative of that.
A single ale. How much does that cost?
$10.
About probably 5 or 6 copper.
You're going to make me fucking convert. Okay.
Yeah. Do it.
All right. So 50, which means that's 10 silver pieces.
I give you money, but all I have is I think I gave you all my 6 gold pieces, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So I have 0.
I pay the 5 coppers and just... Here you are, Zoltana.
What?
Here you are, Zoltana. I got you an ale. Figure it's the least you need after that ass whooping.
You see, like, Caden snort into his beer.
She gives you a glare, and she's like, thanks. And then she just chugs.
I was rooting for you. And Bogrim.
How much money did you make?
Enough.
How much is enough?
Come on, Mr. Treasurer. That's not your money. It's the team's money. It's the class's money. Tell the class how much money we have.
Raoul gave you that 50 gold.
I know.
That's technically all Raoul's money.
Yeah. And a little really bit of Zoltana's.
And a little bit of Zoltana's.
Raoul found it, but he wasn't.
Balance is not going to out loud say it. He's going to telepathically, one by one, say how much he got.
Zoltana spits out some of her drink when it comes just, out of her mind.
You can tell when Caden gets the news because he too spits on his beer. Like,
spit takes.
Yeah, Raoul doesn't react that. Like, that's fine.
Raoul has a spit take, but it's
Raoul's seen that much money before. Yeah, Raoul doesn't really. Raoul just smiles a little bit and nods at you. Good job, Zoltana.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We need to go get Bogrim. I know a certain someone who would very much like to be able to reunite with the hammer.
Yeah.
Bogrim is surrounded by a lot of people. It doesn't take you long to battle your way to him because of Zoltana. You know, she
strong arms.
She was still a champion. So people still like make way for her. So yeah, you guys managed to make your way to Bogrim, and he's getting, you know, he's talking to a lot of people. You see him talking to some dwarves, which Zoltana, you would probably recognize from their markings as being double ones. You see words being exchanged. You see him smiling and happy, and you see them looking a little bit grumpy, but they seem to be weighed down with coins, so they may not be as unhappy as they were previously.
Do I recognize any of them?
Take a history check.
Fair enough. Nope, because that's a 3.
No, you do not recognize either of them. Bogrim makes his way back over to you when he sees that you guys have basically shunted your way through this crowd. He looks happy. He looks beaten and worn. He hasn't received any like healing or anything since.
He took any damage. He has 122 hit points remaining out of 135. He's okay.
out of character. I was debating whether or not to banish Bogrim or to just straight up drop a cone of cold and pray to God that I murder both of them.
That was probably your only shot.
Well, no, to be fair, his DC was an 18. So it's a really fucking high DC. And Bogram's strength is not in his charisma.
Oh, yeah. His charisma, he had a plus one to that roll.
Jesus Christ.
He would have got banished, and then Zoltana would have been all by herself.
It was very, very likely that he was going to get banished there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were just lucky that Arch remembered that you could reroll. So, yeah, you saved the team. Good job, man.
You're welcome. I saved the team and my Bitcoin purse.
That's true. It all came up Arch. Anyway, so Bogram makes his way back over to you. There are still a lot of people around, so you can't have as free a conversation as you'd like, because there are a lot of people like interrupting and like, you know, clapping Bogram on the back and like, you know, making plans and talking and stuff. And people are beginning to disperse and go back to like their tents, and drinking is taking place. A lot of drinking is taking place. And Bogram comes back over to you, and he nods over at Zoltan and is like, I'm really sorry about the back of your knees, lass.
You know, it's fine. It was a good shot. I appreciate you giving me a... It would have been a really good fight if I hadn't gone down, like, immediately.
You're still caught enough damage on, you know, not only sodded off now, but yeah. We worked well together. And now the double ones won't murder me, so...
Yeah. That's good.
Hey.
The sock would, but we need the hammer.
Well, I think there's probably a few things we need to discuss now. If we could perhaps return to somewhere private. I would actually dare say if we could get another audience with Kesa, and perhaps
Rawls giving Bogram fist bumps. He holds out both of his fists. Fist bumps.
Bogram has a great axe and the hammer strapped to his back. They're all like awkwardly crossed, but he raises both his fists. Like, you can tell he got like, they're covered in cuts and bruises and stuff, but he gives you the fist bumps back. Basically, while he's still talking, he just like high fives and fist bumps you whilst not looking at you. He's just doing it. She's not coming back.
What do you mean?
She's going to where she comes from for a bit. She needs to get a few things in order.
Oh.
Hey.
Where does she come from?
He just like, just shakes his head and like, I have no idea. I don't know anything more than you guys do.
I have suspicions. Well, in either case then, it seems like according to Kesa, these people here follow you now?
Apparently so.
Are you the head of this entire organization now?
I think I'm like the general manager. I don't really know. I think so.
Well,
I think
if
so I went does to that the... mean that you're doing the bookings? Because I think that you should book me again, because I'm a great fighter.
I'll tell Not you like what, right I'll have now, my people but... call your people.
My people is balance. So, Balance, you want to be my manager?
Bogram puts his hands on the side of Balance's arm and just like, I feel your pain.
Right, Regent Lord.
Yeah, she's gone back to where she's come from, but I think I'm probably in charge of this generally now.
If that is the case, then... personal suggestion on the matter, I would recommend rallying everybody back in Falsum. We are assembling an army. I imagine a lot of capable fighters and spellcasters and such here could probably aid those numbers tremendously.
I think we should talk about this not here. And he looks like he has a genuine concern about that suggestion.
Right. Well.
Why don't I use my newfound being in charge, or at least popularity for a minute, and how about we get ourselves a transport out of here? And he looks over in the direction of where the teleportation runes are.
I would rather wait until we have the discussion before we go anywhere.
He looks around. There are a lot of people here. I'm not sure we want to have this conversation where people can hear us.
You're in charge. Why don't we go up to the back up to the room and see if perhaps Hephaestus and Jesse are there. I would like some thoughts from them as well.
All right, I'm in charge now, aren't I?
Yes, you are in charge, which means you get to make the rules.
With that, he makes his way towards the balcony, the rest of you going with. You guys make your way up there. You make your way up to the balcony. You make your way, you know, you can see the three masters and their drow assistant just talking to one side. They seem quite happy. They don't seem worried. And yeah, you guys can use the balcony itself, which may be overheard, or you can use the room there. It's entirely up to you guys.
We should use the room and, pardon, if you three would not, or four, excuse me, if you four wouldn't mind, we could use some wisdom and insights from you as well.
They agree. The four of them come and sit with you. So yeah, all of you, Jesse, Hephaestus, the drow assistant, the gnome paladin, Caden, Bogrim, and the three of you are in this room.
Before we get into the thick of it, I don't want to sound rude. What are your names? Looking at the drow and the gnome.
The drow assistant looks up at you and he says, my name is Belos. And who else's name were you looking for?
The gnome.
Gnome.
My name is Silvera.
So, we need to figure out our next course of action. As it stands right now, and I'm looking to you four for an understanding. So Bogrim here is essentially in charge of these people within the fourfold. Am I understanding that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He's essentially now going to be telling us our general direction. You know, whether we are continue with training or whether we're going to do more competitions to further increase our abilities or whether we're just going to, you know, marshal together, that sort of thing.
Understood. So then there is the matter of what our next course of action is for us and for the rest of you then. My assumption and my thought, at least, is having the fourfold rally in Falsum where we have the rest of our forces.
I don't think that's a good idea.
There it is.
And he looks over at the others and he says, I think you guys matter for a moment. And they confusedly give a look to him, give a look to you, and they do get up and leave. And he says, so far as I'm aware, from what Ral told me, you've got people from Kino there.
That is correct.
There are too many people here that we don't know the loyalties of. Just because they're here in the fourfold, it doesn't mean that they're going to willingly or blindly follow me when I tell them not to kick up a fuss about the fact that there are some tieflings and cat people and stuff.
That is
a lot of people are just like Caden, and Caden nods. They seem to understand. They just came here to bet or to play. I can't summon them all together. I can't ask them to do that until we have to use them. And I'm not against just using them for this. They die, they die. They know what they signed up for. I mean, they're the big fight, not generally try not to kill people.
That is fair. If that is the case, it might be better if you were to run business as usual. Maintain training, make sure that tournaments are being run so that people don't grow complacent.
Hey, there was something else that Kesa told me. Apparently, in her mind at the end of this fight, the champion from here and from Kino was supposed to fight for the hammer. Apparently she has a detachment over there too, for the fourfold. But since she knows that you have your friend, she knows it needed to be here, not there.
That is very kind of her.
Hey.
On that note, if I may, Balance holds out a hand.
He, like, squints one eye suspiciously at you, looks at the hand, and he puts it out. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
The hammer, Bogan.
Oh, right, yeah. You're probably going to want that. How about I give it to you when we're not here? Because that's not going to look particularly good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Very well.
We're going to need to find someone who can make at least a quick copy of this. I can't be going around leading it without the hammer I was given. And if what Ral said about putting a shield on the stand is correct, then I'm not getting it back when it goes on.
I don't have any way, on my end at least, to make a duplicate of any sort.
Well, you got 2 grand. I'm pretty sure you can pay someone to make a quick duplicate.
Well, excuse me. It seems like you have contacts of your own as well.
Aye, that'll do.
This money can be very useful for us on the road.
An entire copy is not going to cost all of 2 grand, Balance.
No, but every gold counts.
We can spare a little money. Because we need this fucking hammer. Like, Bogrim just had to give all his money to the freaking double ones to not die. Like, be a little sensitive, dude.
Lucky to have kept my house, to be honest. And my life. Well, thank you for taking the dive. Well, it's not exactly like you took a dive, but you know what I mean.
Don't ever say I took a dive.
Ah, no, you didn't.
You won fair and square.
All right, so where do we want to go now? I've got contacts at Darkhammer Stronghold that can probably whip something up like this. There's still a smithy in Falsum, but they're probably going to be snowed under with replacement bits to rebuild, but I'm sure we flash enough gold their way. They might help.
Darkhammer Stronghold's where you guys promised me we were going to go afterwards, right?
No. We were going close to Falsum, to the swamps by Falsum.
Where... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Elk and Marsh.
Your Elk wife, Marsh. Last you heard, your life was in... Your life? Yeah, your I mean, life yeah, was in Elk wrong. And Marsh. Yeah, not wrong.
Well, we got to go to Elk and Marsh.
If we were to go to Darkhammer Stronghold, it wouldn't be that far of a... Actually, it'd be about an equidistant trip regardless to Elk and Marsh.
Probably. But you got to get your hammer into the... thing. Stand.
Right, we do have to do that as well, which requires us going to Falsum, which is technically... We could just go through Elkenmarsh, get the sword, hopefully, and then make our way to Falsum from there.
Put 2-1 at once.
I will admit I would also like to see, if possible, if I can get an audience with Rowena.
The queen.
Want to go straight to Elkenmarsh? You promised.
Balance. Why would the queen want to see you?
She's an old friend, and I think I could potentially sway her to our side as well. She always had a soft spot for me.
You see him draw his own conclusions. Well, I know that there's. A witch's society in the Darkhammer Stronghold. It's not big, but I have a teleport rune. I know there's one in Falsum. That's the only 2 that I know of. If not, well, Elk and Marsh, probably 2 weeks' journey from here.
Actually,
it's not even that.
What's the quickest way to get there?
All right, so if we look at the map, if we go to Darkhammer Stronghold or to go from Tarnath, which is basically as close as you're going to get right now. It's about equidistance. It genuinely is. Whether you go there or whether you take off from here with horses, because you can't go from Darkhammer Stronghold, you still need to get horses or you'd need to walk to get to Elkenmarsh.
Mm-hmm. We do have two horse. Oh, no, we have a horse and a wolf.
A horse and a wolf, yeah.
Well, Caden has a horse.
Yes, Caden has horses. He has two.
Oh, yeah, Kythea's.
Because he has Kythea's horse, and he has his horse, which he and Talus were using.
Right.
I want to go straight there. I don't want to get mired in, like, bureaucracy shit and be kept away from saving her for that much longer.
Well, let me put it like this. If we were going to go to Dark Hammer Stronghold, we'd still have to wait for the copy to be made, so we would get held up there. Whether we get held up that end or whether we get held up and falsumed for this the replica to be made, then it
doesn't
matter.
I don't want to get held up at all.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We could do it after.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we go straight? Why don't we just, like, take a straight route to Elkenmash? Isn't that what you're saying? That it would take 2 weeks straight to Elkenmash or 2 weeks out of Dark Hammer Stronghold?
With horses, it'll probably take about 5 days.
Right. So let's get on the horses. Let's go to Elkenmash.
What do you want to do, Rael?
Are you coming with us, Bogram?
I've got the hammer. And he says that with a little bit of, like, a trepidation. If you guys are going to go straight to Elkenmash, I can probably go straight back to Falsum. Because if you're going from here, you don't need to use a teleport rune. And if I go to Falsum, then I can get a replica made and I can go down to the room with the armor stand and put the thing on there.
That's a good idea.
What is your plan from here, Bogram?
Honestly, my plan is to try and get the fourfold to train more and find Amos Killer.
If I might, I have a suggestion. A thought.
Oh, aye.
What if, since you have the hammer and seem more than capable of wielding it, why don't you come with us? If you were to aid us, especially wielding the hammer, us retrieving the sword would be that much easier. Then from there, we can travel directly to Falsum, get the hammer duplicated, you can get settled in with the fourfold and take care of things from there. And then it's just a matter of finding where the next object is that we need to find.
You guys have gotten, from everything that Rael said, you don't really need me. And
well,
I can't...
Bogram, we could probably use your help considering my ex-fiancé has a sword that makes him invulnerable or some shit. And we're going to have to fight him. So all the help we can get is appreciated.
He looks over at Rael. And he has that obvious torn look.
Yeah, I don't... Rael doesn't have an answer. He just kind of returns the look at him. Just kind of uncertain.
You guys are always going to need help. Now that we've started on these leads, I don't really want to leave them.
That's fair.
I don't.
Go to Falsum.
I know how you felt about her, but I would happily watch the world burn for her. It's the only thing I can probably do. And he looks genuinely heartbroken.
Oh.
Do what? What's the revelation Casey just had?
Nothing.
You can't make that noise and not tell them.
No. Bogram, I mean, I'm not going to say anything because what Casey realized, Zoltana also has a thought about, but she's not going to say anything to Rael about it because it's, you know, it's not her fucking business. So I'm just going to...
Zoltana just realized that Bogram loves Aima.
Yeah, Zoltana just realized that Bogram was in love with Aima. How the fuck would she know? She did.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've been there for a bit more conversation than just this.
Yeah,
I don't think it hit her that he was in love.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right, fair enough.
Like, I think, like, she thought they were, like, best friends, but I don't think it hit her that he was in love with his best friend's wife.
Okay.
Like, that's horrible.
No, I thought you were having a new revelation. That's been something that we've understood for a minute.
Bogrim looks back. Bogrim looks back at Balance as he looked like he was about to say something. Sorry.
Bogrim, from what I've seen of Ama on a very visionary level, I don't think that's an answer that even she would accept. And I think you know that. If the world was at stake and Ama knew that you were willing to let it all go for her, she would have chewed your ear off.
Take a persuasion roll. Yeah, you can do your leader's shippy thing if it applies.
19.
She would have. She would have.
Do you even have any more leads?
I've got one. The lass I told you about, the one she set up with Grisham. She's got a family. If perhaps I can work out the arrangement. That's about all I've got left. I don't have, and he looks over at Balance, your visions of the past or whatever. That's about all I've got left. It's the last lead.
Then let me look into it when time allows.
He gets a momentary flash on his face. Do you think you could use your vision on her ashes?
I absolutely could. That would be an option, yes.
I could go get them.
They're here?
No, they're in my home. They're just outside of Darkhammer.
Darkhammer Stronghold?
Hey, that's where I live. I live in a place called Heart's Hearth.
I thought you lived in Falsum.
I'll visit round. My home is actually not there.
Balance looks very conflicted. I cannot make that decision on my own. And frankly, there was another thing I wanted to mention, but I don't want to delay aiding Zoltana as much as we already have.
You need to go get your wife. That's fair.
You'll save her from a madman.
Aye.
There are things that I would really like to be able to do. A lot of these things. Going to Darkhammer, getting the ashes, I could definitely do the whole vision and see what's going on there. Speak to Rowena would be nice. And there is another like me.
We can go to Darkhammer, we can go to Falsum when we have time. But you guys made me a promise.
I'll go to Darkhammer. I'll get her ashes. I will get someone to make a duplicate. I will try and get word to Rowena to meet us in Falsum, and I will meet you there.
You think Rowena will meet us in Falsum?
That was Zoltana. Zoltana just snorts.
I don't exactly have contacts with her, but I'm sure I can arrange sentences, phrases, to make it clear who's asking. I can but try. I mean, you're going to be trusting her with the fact that you're still alive.
That is fair.
Whether she finds out now or in, I don't know, 2 weeks, whenever it is you make it back to Falsum, it makes no odds. And frankly put, fate of the world.
Just as we're entrusting you with the hammer that we really need, but I'm really loath to let it go.
It's Bogrim. First of all, none of us are going to use it while we're, like, fighting, right?
That's not my concern.
Bogrim's not going to do shit. He's not going to, like, steal it from us or anything like that. Come on, Balance.
I'm not concerned about him stealing from us. No offense, Bogrim, but you're tied in with the Double Ones who we've already had plenty of experience with. Who's to stop them from jumping you and taking the hammer?
Are you fucking kidding? The Double Ones don't want the goddamn hammer.
No, they have a sword. What's to stop them from wanting the hammer too?
Okay, first of all, you know, my ex has the sword. He is fucking crazy. Does he? If he knows about the existence of the hammer, he would have had a much stronger presence here.
The hammer's safe in my possession. Don't you worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
Sure. I know you're worried about it. I know you're concerned. I know that your brain train's probably worried about it too. But I can't wield the fourfold in the way you want it to if you take this now.
Also, frankly, if he wanted the fuck, if the double ones wanted the fucking hammer, they wouldn't have even given enough of a shit to like not jump him in front of everybody and take it.
That's the last thing I would think. I would think they would jump him when he's left. It's what I would do.
Well, that's why you're not a criminal.
That's
why you're not one of the most like fucking powerful criminal organizations, Balance.
He raises a hand to stop the incoming bickering. And says, I think we should probably get going.
I hate everything about this plan. Putting that out there, let's move on.
I love how he just called these two people, or all these four people to this table, told them to leave, and then had our own conversation, and now we're just going to be like, okay, we're done, bye.
Yeah, basically. Well, he's headed the forefront. No one can, he, you know, does it once now. Good luck. I'll meet you guys back in Falsum. I'll keep an eye on that wizard when he arrives too.
The receptionist?
Aye.
Can you find out what his real name is?
His name's Trempal. T-R-E-M-P-A-L.
Oh, I thought you said Trent Pal. I was like Trent, comma, pal.
No, it's Trent
Pal. His name is Trent Pal.
His name's Trent Pal. No, that's not.
His name's Trent? God.
Trempal.
Trempal.
Yes, another name taken off the list of patrons. Woohoo.
Be safe, Bogram.
You too. And he does like the gripping arm and the hug thing. You know, trying to avoid getting drooled on.
Do they do the most phallic handshake ever, much like the movie Aliens versus Predator?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that movie.
Room. Okay. He gives Rala a handshake and a hug. I'll see you in Falsum. I'm gonna put this, and he indicates the hammer. I'm gonna put it on the armor stand as soon as I get there. I'll find a way of letting you know.
You'll
know already.
Well, if you
there's something about a mirror.
For one, don't go near the mirror at all.
You can see him smiling. He knows.
Second, if you wouldn't mind, could you like not put the hammer on the stand? Maybe just leave it on the side?
You can hold it until we get there.
Balance, why are you being such a mom?
Well, Zoltana, in case you forgot, when we put things on the stand, we get little bonuses. And I'd very much like to be present for that.
I don't see what the difference is. We'll get them anyway.
No, we won't. We won't be in the room.
Not if we're not in the room.
Oh,
it was everyone
right.
In the room.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you what. I'll put it to one side. But if it looks like there's a bunch of people that's about to invade us and steal it, I'm putting it on the stand because that's the smartest, safest thing.
That's fair. Very fair.
Okay. I'm
just saying I have an inkling I know what this hammer would give as a bonus. And I would like it because it would be helpful.
Sure. he goes over and gives Zoltana a handshake and a hug. Just like a big bear hug.
Bro fist.
Big hand hug. And he's like, just stay strong. I know they're not dwarves, but stay strong.
She just...
I know what you're saying.
He's whispering it in her ear. Like, unless you're listening really hard, you're not going to catch it.
I have a decent perception.
Sure, roll it.
What are you, like, listening to our conversations now? You're not my dad, Balance. God.
You know what? Sometimes I am. Never mind, that's a 9.
My dad got murdered by the double ones, or by my ex-boyfriend, rather, okay? Like, I don't need a new one.
He gives Zoltana the hug. He gives her the words of encouragement. And he goes over to Balance and he extends a hand.
Balance shakes it.
He gives you a hug.
Aww.
Your friend now.
Okay.
keep an eye on him. And he gestures over to Ra with the back of his head. Like, keep an eye on him.
Oh, I need to keep my third eye on him at all times, otherwise he drops.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm fine.
And whatever you do, and he looks very, very seriously up at Balance, whatever you do, do not let him cast any more magic.
Oh no, that book is staying with me. That's right here.
That's a weight off my mind. All right, guys, I'll see you a couple of weeks in the Falsum then.
Bogrim did so good. I have always said I was trained by the best. Hi, Ral here. If you are enjoying the show, leave a review. That helps us out so much. Thanks to those of you who have given us reviews. We greatly appreciate that. If you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/tldpod, where you can join us in Kino. We have those episodes coming up pretty shortly here. And if you enjoy those, you can get early access to those by supporting us on Patreon. You can submit names to the naming pool to help us not name people Pete over and over. People like IDK Puppies, who had Silvera. Oh man, I'm bad at names. Bezo for Trimpal. Oh man, if I got those wrong, then sorry. If you would like to help us out and support the show, it is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much to all of you who have already gone on and become a patron. Wonderful people such as Joshua A. Thank you so much. We have been able to invest in our audio quality. So hopefully pretty soon, the show is even better because of you guys. So thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. If you would like to interact with us on social media, you can find our Twitter handles in the description of the episodes. You can find our Twitter at TLDpod. You can find me at Bardock Martin. You can email us at theluckydiepodcast@gmail.com. And one last thing. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye.
This is Outpost Freestead. I'm reaching out for Seizure Group and possible rescue services. A storm has stranded us here for over a week. Anyone please respond?
One of the companies I work for needs me to go on a trip. Apparently they received a signal from one of their outposts.
And the noise, the scratching from last night.
There are marks, scores on the bunker.
What kind of marks?
Big ones, like a bear, deep into the concrete.
It's not bear.
And I'm afraid it's you too. Karina!
During these storms, travel is not advised. The White Vault.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.